Hey, it's Daryl C. Murphy, and I just want to talk to you real quick. The Common is produced at WBUR in Boston. We're public media. We don't have paywalls, which means we don't ask you to pay to see our work. We say, here's some powerful stories for free. And then, if some of those stories you read or listen to are important to you, and you talk about it with your friends and family, and you even see the world a little differently, then we ask you to support it, because we want to continue making work that is meaningful to you. And right now, I want to let you know what's happening at WBUR. Our radio shows, our podcasts are getting some of the biggest audiences we've ever had. Our journalism is winning awards, reaching new and more diverse audiences. And you are a big part of that. Our journalism has never been stronger, but the business has never been harder. We've had a big loss of sponsorship dollars, like a lot of media companies have in recent years. But one thing we've always been pretty good at is getting support from our listeners to make the things they love. So we're asking right now, in a crucial moment for WBUR, can you help us get through this by joining other listeners in supporting WBUR? We need your help to keep making the podcast you're listening to right now, along with everything else that comes from WBUR. Your help would mean a lot to me and to all of my colleagues. So please, head to our website, WBUR.org. Thanks.
WBUR Podcasts, Boston.
I'm Daryl C. Murphy, and you're listening to The Common. Hannah Ali, what's up?
Daryl C. Murphy.
Yes.
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm so glad to have you on. You're pretty new to WBUR.
I am pretty new, closing out my third week. I'm very excited to be here.
You are an associate producer for WBUR newsletters.
Absolutely. I'll be writing the Weekender and the Pick Me Up newsletter for anyone who wants to keep up to date with my writing.
Love it. Love it. So you're perfect for this show we're about to get into. First, I want to establish that you grew up here in Massachusetts. Am I correct?
Absolutely, I did. I grew up in Arlington, Massachusetts, and I lived in Quincy and Lowell.
And so you're very familiar with the February break that happens during the school year.
Yep, for sure. I mean, back in my day, we used to just, you know, leave our kids at home. Not our kids, me, I was the kid. I was being left at home to watch TV for hours on end for just the week that we had our break, which is why I think that finding events and finding fun things to do in the city are incredibly important. You could keep those kids busy, keep those kids enriched, keep those kids learning about Black history, learning about nature, learning about art, learning about STEM, all kinds of things to do here.
I heard you have a list for us.
I do.
So hit us with things to do during the February break.
If you're a parent actually working during the day and you're really hoping to find something to do with your kids, like after work, I'd always suggest just going to the Harvard Museums of Science and Culture for their Arts Thursdays. They're going to be holding one right smack dab in the middle of February break. And it's all ages, free admission. I was crazy about this museum as a kid. I don't know what it was. Probably the taxidermy dodo bird. But that's not the only thing.
What?
If taxidermy freaks you out, don't go.
A taxidermy dodo bird?
There is a taxidermy dodo bird there. And I was crazy about it. I was like, oh my God, I love this thing. But if you're not a parent or a kid who's into weird extinct birds, you can find a lot more to do there. There's tons of stuff to enjoy. They have a paleontology gallery where you can look through dinosaur fossils. And they have this incredible mineral gallery where you can go in and look at geodes and crystals, find your birthstone. Lots of fun stuff to do and explore at that museum.
Is it free?
It is free. It is free. They'll be open from 5 to 9 p.m. on February 23rd. So you can head in after work with your kids and explore this gorgeous museum right in the middle of Harvard Square and, you know, maybe go get dinner after. It's a good opportunity to just get out of the house, even if you're sort of like tired after the workday.
What if I don't like taxidermy dodo birds or mineral galleries? What's another option?
Well, if you're not crazy about taxidermy dodo birds or mineral galleries, and you're a type of person that wants to get outside, I would highly suggest heading down to Kendall MIT's open space for their winter family day. That's going to be on February 25th, and it's all ages, free admission. It's great for families looking to do things indoors and outdoors, because they're going to have some indoor games and events and programming, and then some outdoor stuff that includes live music, food trucks, outdoor games, lots of activities from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. So it's really like block party vibes. I'm saying, even if it is like extremely cold, you're still going to have a good time, because there's an indoor element and an outdoor element. So I'd say head down there.
I like Winter Family Day. That sounds like a winner.
That's pretty great. I have right now a sister who's 14 and a brother who is 5. And I'm going to be sending that to my dad and be like, take my siblings to this.
Yeah, it sounds like there's something for everybody.
There's definitely something for everybody. But if you're somebody who's looking to take your kids to something that might be more structured or longer throughout the week, I would highly suggest heading down to either the ICA or the BPL. At the ICA, aka Institute of Contemporary Art, you will find free admission for anyone under the age of 18. So parents, you're only going to have to pay for your own ticket. And they're going to have a series of events that include games in their galleries, hands-on art making, hands-on photography workshops, and so just things to get you creative. I would say this is definitely great also for older kids. You might want to keep them busy, but you don't necessarily feel like they're going to be as entertained with an outing as a younger child might be. Makes for a good day out. The ICA, if you're not familiar, is in the Seaport. Tons of fun restaurants to go to. Great ice cream. Great, like, just great environment to walk around. And you've got this free event waiting for you at the end of the road once you make it down that Seaport Boulevard. I think it's great for a day outing. And that's happening the 21st through the 23rd. So you've got 3 days to pick from. Or you could go all 3 days.
Oh, yeah.
It's worth it.
And you also mentioned the Boston Public Library, whom we love over here at the Common.
I'm nuts for the Boston Public Library. You're going to hear me singing their praises. I don't even know if this counts as bias, but
they hold us down. How could
you not?
How could you not love the library?
Exactly. They are going to be hosting a whole suite of events for Black History Month, but one event I want to highlight in particular is going to be happening at 8 different branches, February 21 to the 24th. They're going to be hosting drumming lessons for families with kids ages 4 to 12. And you can show up, you can learn some African drumming, and learn a little bit more about Black history. Now, if you don't have kids who are 4 to 12, or if you're like, man, my kids are older than 12 years old, I want to take them to an event at the BPL, you don't even need to worry. They have a whole suite of Black History Month events on their website available during February break. They even have a tab that says February break programming. So you could take your kids almost every single day of the week to the BPL and teach them something different.
That's fantastic.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. And I think that it's an incredible opportunity to learn and explore the city this February break.
Yep.
And learn about Black history if you feel like that's something you want to bring your kids into, and like give them time to highlight it this month. I mean, it's a month honoring Black heritage. You might as well take advantage of the events that are happening.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with things to do over the February break.
Politics has never been stranger or more online, which is why the politics team at Wired is making a new show, Wired Politics Lab. It's all about how to navigate the endless stream of news and information and what to look out for. Each week on the show, we'll dig into far-right platforms, AI chatbots, influencer campaigns, and so much more. Wired Politics Lab launches Thursday, April 11th. Follow the show wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. I have a question here.
Yes.
So you've given us some good recommendations, but what if, and I know you mentioned MIT's open space, but setting that aside, global warming, climate change seems to be in full effect because, you know, it's been kind of warm these last few days.
Mm-hmm.
What if the weather is especially nice outside? Is there anything specifically geared to the outdoors?
Actually, if you are somebody who is listening to this podcast on time, you can still head over to Mass Audubon's website and register to attend their Eagle Festival that's going to be happening this weekend. Mass Audubon's Eagle Festival is going to be happening in Newburyport. You can go out, have fun with your family, enjoy the green space, and birdwatch throughout the day. But that will be happening on February 18th.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to hop on that opportunity as quickly as possible.
Pause the show and get on that.
You got to get on it. Now, that one is not free, unfortunately.
Oh, how much?
You are going to be set back a whole $6 if you want to attend that event.
Oh, my gosh. I guess it could be a lot. Folks are feeling this inflation business. But, I mean, you know, $6
gets you a day out in Newburyport. It gets you a day spotting the birds. I mean, what is the real draw is that snowy owls and eagles don't come back to Massachusetts until the winter sort of like starts to kick in.
Mm-hmm.
So they're here for a limited amount of time. So head on out there and enjoy it. Otherwise, there are plenty of green spaces throughout Massachusetts, which I'll be highlighting in the coming weeks in our WBUR Weekender newsletter. If you want to check that out and subscribe. And you can always find different events in the Weekender and in our other newsletter, WBUR Today. So I would say keep up to date, keep tabs on us. You're going to find new things to do in the city so long as you're subscribed.
Love it. I love it. Well, Hannah, I want to thank you for coming by with these recommendations.
Thank you, Daryl, for having me. I'm excited. I'm excited to share.
That's associate producer for WBUR Newsletters, Hannah Ali. And that's our show for today. Thanks so much for listening to The Common. Make sure to hit us up on Instagram or Twitter at WBURTheCommon or send us an email at thecommon@wbur.org. And it is that time for me to let you know that The Common is produced by Caitlin Harrop and Franny Monahan, with help this week from Nora Sachs. It is mixed by Emily Jankowski, Matt Reed, and Paul Vikas, and it's edited by Ben Brock Johnson. And from the newsroom of WBUR, I'm your host, Daryl C. Murphy. I'll talk to you soon.